Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mr. D. Fox, we have right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep.
The dangerous one.
The danger. You know what they say about the Daryl Ryder scouting report, from what I have heard, and by the way, Daryl's report.
It's very similar to Cade Cunningham's, as I've heard.
See, I've heard it's a mix, believe it or not. Like, this is the ultimate compliment. It's a mix of both Greg Newsome and Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. Like, he has the fluidity of Newsome. He has the explosiveness of Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. I mean, he's kind of one of those can't-miss prospects. I don't know if he explodes all over himself, like I said earlier, and was very well laid out there. But, Daryl, welcome into the show.
What do you want?
Why does this always...
What are you buttering me up for?
Why does this always get me whenever the music plays?
The music?
Yes.
Got his own theme, like, bro.
I always forget it's coming.
You're just jealous you don't have your own theme.
I am. Oh, I'm very, very jealous. All right, I'll get out of the way here. Daryl, rookie camp, mini camp. Great. The guys were on the field. Were there any actual takeaways from your standpoint?
It was a walk-through practice. 18 dudes on the field. I mean, there's not a lot to glean from that, and quite frankly, it isn't fair to glean much from that. But, you know, they got through it, and they move on to phase two this week. I guess they'll be doing it all by themselves since J.C. Tretter has told everyone to stay home. But, yeah, there's not a lot to glean from, you know, walk-through practices, and, you know, the coaches outnumbered the players. Let's just put it that way.
Daryl, let's go to the Tretter news. I mean, this has ruffled some feathers across the league. I mean, a lot of teams are showing up, 70 guys at you know, some teams, 90%, you know, attendance at some teams. But the Browns are not showing up at all in terms of their veterans. What do you make of this situation?
Well, my whole thing is, if this was all that important, it should have been collectively bargained.
Right.
Because the problem now that you have, and the Tretter is going to have to deal with, is when you have, you know, and he touched on it in his monthly newsletter that he posted on the NFLPA website today, and I wrote a story about it this afternoon. You know, his argument is this isn't voluntary, you know, even though it's supposed to be, because there's the peer pressure to attend. There's the, you know, you got the contract incentives and whatnot. Well, the players signed the contract, so I don't know why that's a problem. But I understand if the players don't want to do these off-season, you know, programs or whatnot, but they're getting together, working out anyway. Number one. Number two, if players get hurt away from their facilities for working out in the offseason, well, that takes the team off the hook, and they can cut you and void your contract. Just look at Juwan James with the Denver Broncos, yeah, who's out $15 million in guaranteed cash. Poof, it just vanished into thin air. So this is a very difficult I think, situation, not only for Treader, but the NFLPA. I get the whole stay away, and Treader wrote about today how coaches are pushing the limits and they're getting a little, too intense during OTAs and whatnot. And some, you mentioned, Dustin, some of the teams that did have players show up in mass, it's because they negotiated with the coaching staff. Hey, fewer practices, no 11 on 11. Even, let's be honest about it, even though there's no contact, there's contact during OTAs. Treader's argument in that regard is guys are, going full force in practices without pads and getting banged up and whatnot. So I don't know what to make of it other than this stuff should have been collectively bargained and maybe we don't have these problems.
Daryl, when you look at this with the Cleveland Browns situation, you mentioned some of those other teams negotiated with the players, like, hey, we're no 11-11, all this stuff. Why can't the Browns negotiate those same circumstances?
Yeah, what's interesting is Kevin Stefanski obviously doesn't want to say a lot for a couple of reasons. One, he doesn't want to alienate the locker room. Two, he doesn't know what to say. The one point that I really agreed with Treader on came at the end of his letter where he's like, the league office has done nothing from a leadership standpoint to address our concerns. But, it's the peer pressure, right? He's the president of the NFLPA. He's a Cleveland Brown. I don't think Treader's really interested in, doing much negotiation. He wants to make sure he's taken that hard line stance of these practices are not necessary. His argument is we as players train on our own in the off season anyway. We don't need to fly out to the team facilities and do these workouts and do these practices and that quality of play last year because of the COVID-19 pandemic did not suffer with us not having an off-season program. Guys felt better during the season last year because they didn't have to participate in an off-season program.
Daryl, everybody didn't have an off-season last year.
Right.
So that's what's different this year.
Yeah. So this is, like I said, this is a very hairy situation. And again, it's something that if it was, and granted, when the CBA was struck, if my memory serves me correctly, JC was elected president of the NFLPA a month after the CBA was extended. And so this is kind of this is one of JC's big pushes as an NFLPA president. But again, if it's that important, it should have been collectively bargained. The contracts with the workout bonuses, that players are signing those contracts. The agents are the ones negotiating those contracts to get those bonuses. So I understand where JC's coming from. But if you get players that aren't going to the off-season programs and they're doing stuff on their own and they start getting severe injuries that cause them to be cut and to lose guaranteed money, NFLPA is going to have a big problem on their hands.
I said this to Dustin earlier, Daryl. I relatively speaking, because I know fans are going to feel sorry for J.C. Treader. My God, he's making it. But, in terms of this situation, I don't know what you do. I mean, if you're JC, you've got to have that. You're the president, so you've got to have that hardline stance.
Right.
At the same time, I can't believe that behind closed doors, he's not listening to some guys, and he himself might not feel at times, this is kind of ridiculous. Like, it really isn't this cut and dried. And it's almost like the elephant in the room is, and they can't say it. Nobody from the NFL can say it, but we can certainly talk about it. And Dustin brought it up earlier, and he's right. Like, it all depends on who you are.
Right.
I mean, that's how this – instead of saying, like, well, we're a united front, we are, okay, but, yeah, everybody's different. It's just – let's just say it. I mean, everybody's different, and if it happens to one guy, it'll have a different impact than if it happens to another guy. And I know that's not what everybody politically wants to hear, PC, but – to me, that's the truth.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that there's a compromise to be had, right? I believe that if you're a rookie and a free agent that's joining a new team, some sort of off-season program is acceptable to get you up to speed, right? Then you know, the mini camp thing is fine. I don't have a problem with that. I've watched enough OTA practices. If I never see another OTA practice in my life, it's fine with me. But, you know, coaches are coaches, and they're, you know, they want their guys to compete when they're on the field, and they toe the line in these OTAs. So it is, I think the compromise ultimately is fewer OTAs, fewer in whatever in market weightlifting programs or whatever. I think they got to come up with some sort of insurance for guys that if they get hurt working away from the facility, that they don't lose their guarantees or, or something like that. That has to get taken care of. There's no easy solution to this, but I just, I don't know that this is going to lead to the massive change that I think Treader and, the leadership of the NFLPA is hoping that it's going to lead to.
Daryl Ryder's our Browns beat reporter, covers the, obviously, the Cleveland Browns for 92.3thefan.com. You can follow him on Twitter as well. All right, so I agree with what you're saying in a sense in terms, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot here when you say you agree with JC, the NFL can do more. I think they can, but honestly, I don't know what that is. So help me out there. Like, what can they do? Because, like you said, this has all been collectively bargained.
Right.
So I don't know what the answer is from the league.
Yeah, I mean, my argument is that okay, if you don't want the peer pressure, the contract pressure of the voluntary thing, right? You got a bonus that's a workout bonus. Well, then don't put that in. Then the agent shouldn't be putting that stuff in the contracts. Plain and simple. If that's an issue, right? If you don't want to do all the weightlifting with the strength and conditioning staff and then go into the OTAs and all, I don't know what the solution is or the perfect remedy to this thing is. I do agree with JC in that it is a little excessive what they do in the off season, and that may, it from a content standpoint, from a staying in the news and headlines and news coverage or whatever standpoint, that's basically the most valuable OTAs have, unless you were a young player or a new player to a team. So I go back to, if you're a free agent joining a team, if you're a rookie, have some sort of off-season program. You now, obviously the technology's there. If you want to have a team meeting, you can have that at any time now. You don't have to be in the same room to do that. I think that can be incorporated going forward. But, yeah, it's this is going to be interesting to watch how this ultimately plays out, because neither side, the league or the Players Association, neither side really is willing to give. And it was, as I said earlier, the players of certain teams that basically negotiated with the coaching staffs, you want us to show up for the off-season program this year. Well, here's what needs to happen. We need to have fewer practices. We need to have no 11-on-11 work, even though it's supposed to be a no-contact period. If you're 11-on-11, there's contact that's taking place, right? That's just the way it goes. So, I think ultimately what's got to happen is they've got to get in a room, sit down, and really hash this thing out. Because doing this, negotiating through the media or through a monthly newsletter or tweets or whatever, it's not an effective way to remedy this discrepancy between the league and the Players Association when it comes to that off-season participation.
All right, D, let me put you on the spot here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which rookie will have the biggest impact this year?
Ooh.
Oh man,
I think Joker.
Yeah, well, I was gonna say Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, but I also believe Greg Newsome, because I really think that he's going to earn his way into a starting job in the secondary. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Whereas I think Owusu-Koramoah, he's gonna I think he's going to be in and out. He can do a lot, but
he can do a hell of a lot.
I just think Joe Woods is going to be able to play so much situational football that he's not going to be on the field every single down. Maybe he will, but he might not have to be. So I think you can flip a coin with either one of those guys, Dustin. I think that both of them have the opportunity to have a significant impact.
Daryl Ryder is joining us here on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Well, Daryl, obviously you've covered some Cavs as well, so I want to shift gears here at the end.
And ask
you a quick Cavs question here, because obviously the news is coming out. And I got to say, Dustin and I were just talking before you came in, that I just assume that Dan Gilbert, and I mean this like because of the health concerns and you wish him all the best, but I just assumed that he was more hands-off because he wasn't, up to 100% and all that. Now hearing this news today and we had Fedor on, it's almost like, oh, no, he's the same old Dan. Does this surprise you? This surprises me, I guess.
He has a cell phone.
So he's not backing down at all, obviously.
No. Wow. Yeah, I mean, he owns the team, right? I mean, he can do whatever he wants, but it's going to be – this is – J.B. Bickerstaff said it best following last night's game. This is a very big summer. It's a big summer for the front office. It's a big summer for the coaching staff, and it's an even bigger summer for the players because this – rooting for the ping pong balls, and it's not a healthy environment at all. Colin Sexton has had 3 years of this now, and that's going to start to wear on the players. They don't have a winning culture within that organization at all, in spite of what is said. With all due respect to J.B. Bickerstaff, I do not believe that everybody is all in or all bought in. I think Kevin Love needs to be gone in any way, means possible this offseason. He cannot be here next year. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think I'd want to give Colin Sexton a max contract right now. I might even think about wanting to trade Colin, depending on what you could get for him. But yeah, the organization is not in a great spot right now. They want you to believe everything's fine. They do have some nice young pieces. I'm not nearly as optimistic as about the overall view of the Cavaliers as some people are. I think that they have far more questions than they have answers going forward.
All right, Daryl Ryder, he's got all the answers for us, and we appreciate it as always, D. Again, Daryl Ryder on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We'll talk to you soon, buddy. Thanks.
Okay, guys.
His reports, Daryl's reports, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.